This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I am going to be sharing one of the talks that I gave a couple weeks ago about finding out what's possible for you. This conversation was actually at a women's conference, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's super relevant to things that I talk about all the time on here. And it's also just something that I'm really passionate about, so I would love to share it with you. This conversation is actually a mini TED Talk, and I have been wanting to give a TED Talk for a while, but I have been super scared. So this was a little mini trial for me. It was a 5-minute conversation that I want to share with you. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and then I will catch you right after the talk.
So I grew up in a really small town in Bushnell, Florida, and growing up, I didn't know what a PhD was. When I decided that I wanted one, I ended up taking 3 classes to try and convince myself that I was smart enough and that I was good enough to be in a program. I want you to think about something that you've been really wanting to do. Maybe it's a big goal or a big dream that you have. Maybe it's something that you want to learn more about. And maybe you don't even know what the next or even that first step is. And maybe it even scares you a little bit. I want you to take a second to think about that. I want you to see what comes up for you in the next couple minutes, and we're going to come back to that in a minute. So for the past 9 years, I've worked as an academic success and life coach for college students across this country. And during this time, I've learned a lot about why students achieve their goals, and I've also learned a lot about why they don't. So a couple years ago, I was doing a research study where I was trying to understand how college students develop their purpose, their passion, and their goals. And during the study, I interviewed all types of people, and something kept coming up specifically for the women in the study. These women, they wanted to do big things. One woman wanted to change the K-12 education system because she saw so much injustice in it growing up. And all of the women, they saw all these different problems in our world, and they wanted to be part of the solution. The thing is, even though all these students wanted to achieve all of these goals, the reality is that many of them will not. Each one had this resounding doubt. Can I actually do this? They had this inner dialogue. Am I actually good enough? And so they didn't really think it was possible for them. And I know that each one of you cares deeply about the women in our world and in the women in our lives. And so one of the students actually shared that, you know, there is hope, and that women, whenever she saw a woman mentor of hers doing amazing things, she felt like she could also do amazing things. She thought that it gave her permission because she saw a woman taking action towards doing something that was making a positive impact on the world. By finding out what's possible for you, you actually allow other women to find out what's possible for them. And I know that working in education, we all care about this deeply. And I see it in the work that I do with students one-on-one at CU Boulder. They want to have an impact, and they want to make a difference. They want to leave a legacy, and they want their life to have meaning. But many of them aren't going for it. They don't think that it's possible for them, and so they settle. Let me be direct. This is not about getting clear. This is not about doing more. This is about getting clear on what you actually want from your life and finding out if it's possible for you. If we change our mentality from this probably won't work to I'm just going to find out if it is. We actually minimize that fear of failure and we decrease the judgment from others because we're just trying it out. Your dream might not be possible, but what if you're wrong? What if that email that you send is the catalyst to you taking that dream vacation that you've always wanted to take? What if that grant that you apply for actually gets approved? What if that proposal that you submit to a conference actually gets accepted and you get to talk about something that you care deeply about with 400 other women and you don't feel like you're even good enough to be in the room? And that totally happened with this presentation and I almost failed, but maybe, maybe not. So, but I felt like this was part of the talk, right? Is trying to find out what's possible. So I want you to take three things away from this talk. One, you are enough, just the way you are, and you are capable of more than you think. Two, that dream that you thought about earlier in this talk, you deserve to find out if that's possible for you. And three, it takes time to develop your passion, your purpose, and your goals. Just take the next step. Send that email that you've been meaning to send. Reach out to that friend or that colleague that you really wanted to reach out to because they're doing something really awesome. Make that career move, apply to that school, start that podcast, and find out what's possible for you. Thank you.
I wanted to share this talk with you because, first off, I was freaking out about doing it, and I practiced a lot, but I was not necessarily super confident in myself, but I felt like I still had to do it, partially because that's kind of what the talk was about. Because I had been wanting to do a TED Talk for so long and it got accepted, I felt like it was like I was supposed to do it. And I am a believer that the more that you practiced, the easier that these things get. I'm not sure that's true with public speaking, but I'm going to keep trying. And I'm hoping that I can use this, the lessons that I've learned from this in a lot of different ways in the future. I also wanted to share that in this middle of the presentation, I kind of got stuck. And I'm not sure if you were able to hear it over the podcast, but I got stuck, and honestly, if I had just stopped, I probably would have been fine. I actually gave a deer in the headlights kind of look, and so my eyes got really wide, and I kind of was freaking out inside, and it was visibly recognizable, but I think it also helped me show the audience that I'm just trying to also find out what's possible for me. So I should have made a joke or something, but I didn't, so maybe next time. But it also, I learned that I don't have to be perfect. And I encourage you to do this all the time. I encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone. And who would I be if I wasn't also stepping outside of my comfort zone? So that's why I wanted to share that with you, because I have a message to share with people, and it doesn't matter, you know, how good I am at sharing the message. I'm going to get better because I'm trying to get better. Just because I'm not the best at communicating or sharing a message doesn't mean that what I have to say isn't any less relevant or important. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. Challenge yourself to get outside of your comfort zone and find out what's possible for you. Share this episode with a friend, subscribe, all the things. I hope you have an excellent week.